Alrighty, I don't know how many sets of silverware I think you need, but there you go. What can I do for you today?
I just drove down here to eat breakfast. Betty's breakfast, I'll drive all the way from Orem here to eat it.
You could call Betty's cafe kitschy, but it's that kind of kitschy that works. Dave Knowles comes here whenever he can to have breakfast.
Okay, what you gonna have, Dave?
I'll have the usual, number two. Bacon.
Knowles is in Vernal, eggs, not only for the breakfast, but he works for one of the drilling companies here. He agrees that the boom and bust cycles of what happens in a city like Vernal does influence the amount and types of drug use here.
And my history with substance abuse started as a police officer working undercover. And so I kind of saw the whole problem from that side of it. You know, as fast as we could take it off the streets, they would put it back on. I didn't feel like we were winning the battle.
So Knowles went from the police force to opening a drug treatment program with his brother. At one point, the center was the largest in the state, with the majority of work coming from the drug courts.
That was rewarding. We did have a lot of success there. Addiction is a difficult thing. There's a lot of people who cycle through it and they don't ever really get out of it, and destroys lives, destroys children's lives, which is, you know, the worst part of it.
There you go.
Thank you. Can I get sugar-free syrup and some extra napkins,
yes,
too?
You may.
Thank
I'm sorry you did that.
My name is Cherish Morell. I've been an EMT for a few years here, and we've gone on a lot of drug calls, you know. And so seeing that firsthand, how it has destroyed these families and these homes, it's pretty sickening. I think we just need to do whatever we can to prevent it from getting to that point. In the 10 years that I've lived here, you know, I've seen a lot of people come and go in this community. When they are here, they have very demanding jobs. They work a lot of hours. They are doing hard physical labor. They're required to stay awake and be sharp. They turn to drugs. They have a lot of money, and drugs allow them to keep up with this lifestyle that's required of them while they're here. The kind of labor that they do also, that can result in injury, and that gets drug use started that way.
What I've noticed in the last year or so since the economy went was the opiate use has probably tripled. I have probably buried 11 clients in the last couple of years from heroin overdoses. That's very, very sad to me.
Deb Prisby moved to Vernal with her husband in 2011. He worked in the oil fields for Halliburton. In substance abuse recovery herself, Prisby now owns her own practice as a therapist and is secretary of the Utah Substance Abuse Professionals. She travels in that position statewide to lobby lawmakers and advocate for drug treatment programs to support her clients and others in rural communities.
I understand that people have to have sanctions. I totally get that. If they're trafficking drugs or, selling drugs for a profit, I understand that. Criminalizing people who have a substance abuse disorder, it doesn't make any sense to me. It's human warehousing.
Keith Campbell, I'm the Assistant Chief of Police at the Vernal Police Department. No question about it, we don't have an adequate system to assist, especially at the speed with which it needs to happen, assist people that truly want to change. If a person is at that point in their life that they're begging for help and rehabilitation or whatever you want to call it, they're begging for the cure, and we're dumb enough to think that we're going to start working on getting you some help, and we can probably get that arranged in 90 days, that in 90 days they're going to be ready for a cure. They can't wait 90 days. We also need to address that group of people that has said we're trying to incarcerate our way out of this. I still truly and wholeheartedly believe that some people have to be protected from themselves. And being in jail sucks, and going through withdrawal sucks. It won't kill you. You just feel like you want to die. And the safest place is in a facility where a person flat cannot use. because given the option, and they continue to use, a lot of times that's where our deaths are coming from.
So, is jail the best place to detox? Well, there wasn't a single person I spoke with who would agree it is the best option. But if you plan to detox in Vernal, it may end up being your only option. For people who want to go through an official treatment program, the nearest facility is more than 2 hours away, away from family and support systems. And like the assistant police chief said, getting in depends on availability and your ability to pay. These aren't problems unique to a small town, rural communities, but it's more apparent here, as are some of the stigmas associated with being an addict. Prisby says she understands this personally.
You've heard all the slang words, you know. They were always really negative. I don't use any of those words, because if I'm going to call somebody an addict or a junkie or something, I'm talking about myself, so I don't use those words. Substance abuse is a sign of weakness. You never hear that about, I have diabetes. When somebody says, I have a substance abuse disorder, people are like, whoa. You see it. It's almost like it's contagious. And it's not. Recovery is possible. We can't be cured, but we can manage our illness.
In doing research about efforts to help communities like Vernal, where there are limited resources, an unstable economy, and no plans anytime soon for a detox center, I spoke with the president of the National Addiction Policy Forum in Washington, D.C., Jessica Holsey-Nickel. She tells me President Donald Trump's declaration of a nationwide public health emergency because of opioid use is a good beginning. But some here wonder if a 90-day emergency notice giving local communities more access to federal monies is really enough time to make a difference. Or if, like the promise to help addicts find treatment within 90 days, we'll leave residents in this town with empty hopes and unseen promises. What about us? What about all the times you said you had the answers? What about us? What about all the broken happy ever afters? Reporting from the Uinta Basin, I'm Carrie Bringhurst with Utah Public Radio.
This UPR original series is brought to you in part by the Association for Utah Community Health, providing training and technical assistance to health centers and affiliates across Utah. More information available online at auch.org. That want to be sold. We are children that need to be loved. We were with. Man, you fool.